I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. Iraq has been in political limbo for more than 7 months. Parliamentary elections in March were only the start of a process of coalition building by party leaders to try to secure a majority. Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki seems to be close to doing just that. This month, he got anti-American cleric Muqtada al-Sadr on his side. The support of the Sadrists might just put Maliki over the top. Now, Maliki is sending out feelers around the Middle East to weigh the support of regional leaders. Today, he was in Tehran and met with Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. Martin Chulov reports for the British newspaper The Guardian. He's in Baghdad. Martin, explain the dance for us that's been going on in the last 7 months between the various parties trying to form a government. And what is happening now?
Well, it started with a standoff between Nouri al-Maliki, who is the incumbent prime minister, and a strong challenge by the secular candidate Iyad Allawi. Now, the election result was inconclusive. So for the months since, we've seen a dance both inside Iraq and around the region, with both players traveling far and wide to try and garner enough support. Now, Iran has made a very significant play to get a foothold in Iraq, and in Iraqi society. That's where we are now. Mr. Maliki has gone to Iran to seek further support from Iranian President Mahmoudinejad, also the Grand Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, and other power brokers in Iranian society who could help him get across the line here. Now, the Iranians have also played a role recently with getting the Sadrist movement on side, and that's very instrumental to Mr. Maliki's chances, and it's one of the reasons he's returned there, just to lock that down completely.
You know, we've known for a while that Iran has been playing a role brokering deals between the different Iraqi factions. Tell us what outcome Iran wants the most here.
They very much want a Shia majority government here, which is aligned towards them and which reflects their interests. Now, Iraq is a Shia majority country. That's the nature of things. So some are saying that it's only natural to align towards an exclusively Shia government. Iran is also a theocracy. It's an Islamic revolution, and there is a widespread fear here within Iraqi society that Iran wants to propagate that revolution and use the Shia majority here to further its own interests.
Presumably, Nouri al-Maliki, you know, gets pressure to create an all-Shia government from Iran, but he also has to keep in mind, you know, the last 8 years with American occupation there has been about bringing democracy to Iraq. So he's got that pressure back home from the Sunnis who have to get represented.
Indeed he has. I mean, it's a very difficult position that he finds himself in. But he is looking to form a government at any cost at the moment. I mean, for 7 months now, he's been barely able to make any ground at all. During that 7 months, the Americans played a somewhat of a standoffish role. They've been pretty keen to recast themselves as democratic partners rather than military overlords, so they didn't play a proactive role during the long, hot summer of negotiations. During that period, the Iranians did step things up. So there's nothing less at stake than whether Iraq actually emerges as an ally. At the end of 7.5 years of war, $700 billion minimum spent here, 4,200 lives, 30,000 casualties, and nothing less than the international standing of the US. So there's a massive amount at stake here right now. And Mr. Maliki's found himself in a position where the Iranians are losing patience with him, so are the Americans, everybody has, and he has to make some decisions.
When do you think there's going to be some resolution to all of this?
Mr. Maliki told the French embassy on Saturday night that it would be at least another 3 months before a government can be formed. It would be very hard to see how he could walk away from this deal with the Sadrists. The next step seems to be the Kurds' step. Anybody that hopes to lead Iraq needs them on side too. The Kurds are in the box seat. They have their own agendas. They want some determination on the future of the disputed oil city of Kirkuk. So they'll be negotiating hard over the next 2 or 3 months, and I'd be very surprised if we saw a government before the end of the year, I'd say in the first quarter of next year.
The Guardian's Martin Chulov in Baghdad. Thanks very much for your time.
You're welcome.